Today's shiur in the Deir Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph in the third volume of Mishnah Brura, and we're in the middle of Simen Reish Samach Dalet. We began yesterday Sif Gimel. We'll read it again. We only just started it briefly, and we'll start from the bottom of Lamed Ches Amud Beis with the last line Sif Gimel. The Mechaber is telling us what types of oils are now permissible. Yesterday, shiur we discussed what types of wicks are good. So the Mechaber says Ein Madlikin Ner L'Shabbos. One should not use on Shabbos, Ela Mishemen Hanimshoch Achar Psili. You should only use oil that will be drawn well into the wick and will light therefore well, and you won't come to adjust it. Ulefikof, therefore, the Mechaber says, Ein Madlikin Bizefes. We shouldn't light using pitch, velo b'shava, and not wax, velo b'shemen, ha'osui mitzemer gefen, not cottonseed oil, velo b'alya, not with the oil from the fat tail of an animal, velo b'chelev, and not with the fats of an animal. Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Yud Gimel explains that zephis, which is translated as pitch, hainu shanichim b'ner, you put them in the lamp. A ner over here doesn't mean the flame, it means the candlestick, so to say. You put it in the lamp, v'yitin apsila b'socham, and you add the wick to this liquefied pitch, kemo shosim b'shemen, like you would use oil. But here you're using pitch. Avol neiros ke'en shalanu, but wax candles or pitch candles that are solid, mevor b'siv zayin d'shari, that we'll learn tomorrow, shir, that is perfectly acceptable. And he tells us, Ein madlikin bishimrei shemen. Likewise, one should not use the lees or the dredge of the oil at the bottom, the hu'ah, because it's too thick. Ve'nimsha chetev achar psilin. It won't be drawn well into the wick, and you'll come to adjust it. Simkon yadalit, likewise, v'lo b'chelev. You shouldn't use over here chelev. Ve'shuman ha'behema hu gamkin b'chal chelev linyan zeh. Now here we have a distinction in general halach between chelev and shuman. Chelev are non-permissible fats, and shuman are permissible fats in terms of kashrus. Chelev is an iser kares to eat it. Shuman is perfectly heter gomer l'chatchila. And the Mishnah Brura is telling us over here that for this halacha, we don't distinguish between the permissible and non-permissible fats. They're all not suggested to be used for oil for Shabbos licht. And he writes, K'moshe b'rarnu b'bir halacha. He says, go look in the bir halacha. If you look in the bir halacha, Dibur Maskev lo b'chelev, he brings down that the Elie Rabbah and the Prima Godim were not so certain that the permissible shuman is included over here in the Isser of chelev. However, the Mishnah Brura himself says, li nira, the Araya Brewer from the Gemara in Shabbos Chavav, which if you look in the Bir Halach, he goes through that in somewhat more detail. And after, at the end of this Dibra Maschel, he says Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the Chidush Rabbi Kiva Eger, brings down in the name of a Sefer Beis David, that also that the Shuman, which is Tar, is exactly halachically the same over here as the Chelev, which is not. In any event, then the Mishnah Brura says, Ulin Yun Chema, in regards to butter, now butter is, of course, milchik, Yesh lain, here you have to ask a question. Atlefi mashia duo de derech lahatech achema vashuman kodim shemadlikim bo. He says normally one liquefies both the butter and the fats over here before one uses them to be the flammable material for the Shabbos lift. So normally one liquefies them, one melts them down. So he says, Yav Yesh Eitzel is there. Here you have another suggestion. Dainu shiitin lesocha mat mishmon makisherim umahani bivad. Go and add a little bit of a permissible oil over here, permissible olive oil, let's say, and then this liquefied fat or liquefied butter with a little bit of oil in it would be perfectly good, as we'll see later in today's shir. However, Ach mikol makom, the Mishnah Brura says, nevertheless, lechatchila, it would be preferable, tov lizor milahadlik ben. One shouldn't use these suboptimal oils even with a way that would make them halachically acceptable by adding some regular oil to them, if he has other oils that are perfectly good. Why? Because sometimes in your lamp, you're going to have some residue of the shuman from last week, and now you're going to put in butter, and you're going to light it. And now what you have in fact done, the overall isur bishul basa b'cholav, you have the fleishach shuman, and now you're adding the milchik or butter over here, and you're lighting it. So this is technically an isur basa b'cholav, bishul basa b'cholav. V'gamal isur not, and you're not only not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to get any benefit from it. Unless, he says, suggest if you want to use in this situation, im lo b'shuman ov, if you want to use the fats of chicken. So while we paskin that the chicken is halachically fleishach, and midi rabbanon, we don't allow you to have a chicken cheeseburger, but nevertheless, there is no isra no over here. The kind of lon the ain bo mishum bishul v'hanah. There is no technical isra bishul basa b'cholav when you're having milchiks and chicken. you're not allowed to eat it. That's made the Rabbanan, but there is no Isser actually of cooking it together, and there is no Isser for you getting any Hanor from it. If you did by accident cook this, you could give it to your non-Jewish worker to eat, as opposed to real Basa B'chol, you're not allowed to give to your non-Jewish worker to eat. So all of the above oils you can't use because they're not drawn well into the wick. Then the Mechaber tells us, Zuchain ein madlikin be'itron. You shouldn't use itron. What is itron? So we translate it as resin. If you look in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel be'itron, he says this is psolto de zifta. This is like the residue, the resin over here of the pitch. He brings it down for the Gemara in Shabbos. And he writes, "Hainu la'acha shiotzi azefis minaitz." After the pitch comes out of the tree, there's like a clear fluid that flows afterwards, and that's called the itron. And this is in fact drawn well into the wick, so this technically could be used from the point of view of it's drawn well into the wick. However, he says it has a definitely very malodorous smell to it, and therefore you shouldn't use this. The rabbis made a gzeir over here that you may come to leave the room, which is of course a great mitzvah to be in the room eating where the Shabbos lichtar, but if it's so foul smelling, you may come to leave the room. So the rabbi said, we're in Shabbos, don't use itron. On the previous daf, Lamaches Amud Beis, the Bir Halacha said, however, in Dibra Maskel v'Hashalheves Kofetzes, he said, therefore, if you only have itron, then you are allowed to use it because it's only exer, you may come to leave the room, so if you have no other choice but using itron, so then itron would be acceptable, b'di'evit. In any event, the Mechaber continues, he says, the reason you shouldn't use this itron, this resin over here, b'mei shirecho ras, I said it's malodorous, v'yanichenu v'yetzen, you're going to leave it in the room, and you're going to leave the room, and that, of course, is not proper. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Tezvav says, v'chov alecho b'Shabbos, it's a mitzvah to go eat by the candlestick that you're lighting for Shabbos, the Shabbos meals, as is brought down in Deir Shifut number 9. The reasoning is in the Bir Halacha, Simen Reishayin Gimel, she'ikar asu de tluya baraner, the main meal should be by the licht of the Shabbos. And therefore, it's preferable and ideally the proper way that one should eat the meal where the candles are being lit. He also brings down that we learned already in Reish Samach Gimel, Shaner Hu Iker Oneg Suda Shabbos. The light, having the lit candles over there, is part of the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos and the Suda of Shabbos. Then the Mechaber continues and he writes, Velo Bitzri Mipnei Shirecho Node. If you likewise shouldn't use Tzri. Tzri is translated as balsam. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkon Tezayin explains, Hushem Afarsamon oil, Verecho Tov Ma'od. This is a very, very fragrant type of an aroma. And the reasoning here, the Mechaber tells us, Shemo Yistapik Meno, because you may smell it and like it so much, you may take some of it. And by removing some of the Afarsamon oil, some of this balsam, you're actually over the Issa of Kibui, of extinguishing, because you're diminishing the amount of oil that will be lit by taking some out. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkon Yudzayin. V'yesh otam acher b'shas. The Gemara brings down another reason besides that you may come to take some out and be over kibui. He says, mipnei shu off, v'nidbak b'kosli habayis u'mavris habayis. This is a very thick type of a oil, and it tends to cause a blazing fire, and that sometimes could, rachmona litzlan, catch the wood of the house on fire. For Adam Bala Mamona, and you're going to end up being very concerned, obviously, about the house. The Yavu L'chabos, you're going to extinguish it. Because of the Magen Avraham, the Mizela Madnu Shulu Yisto Matana Beitzim. Similarly, the Magen Avraham says, we don't seal off our tanurim, our ovens, with wood. Shulu Yavu Delechilu Shabbos Hayidezeb. Because likewise, you'll end up, Chatz Shom, having a big fire and ending up wanting to put it out on Shabbos. And this would be a problem of Chilul Shabbos. Now, I must point out that one absolutely is allowed to put out a fire on Shabbos when there is a concern at all of Pikuach Nefashos, which Lamaisa is exactly the heter that everybody, of course, uses today and is an absolutely bona fide heter that you immediately try to put it out and call the fire department, etc., and do everything on Shabbos. We're not concerned over here about your mom, and we're concerned about Pikuach Nefashos. The Chavetz Chaim in the Dibra Maskel, the Lo Bitzri in the Bir Halacha, adds that here, the heter that we gave in yesterday's shiur, that if you light a little bit of oil that's good and next to it a candle that's not good, you're not concerned that you'll adjust the candle that's not good. He says that doesn't apply over here to the balsam, because here it's not a question of you're lighting the candle and you're not going to go and therefore adjust the other candle here. Even if you don't worry about adjusting it, you're worried that it smells so good, you may come to take of it. And this is explained as well in Deir Shifut number 14. Siv Dalet. The Mechaber writes, "Afilu nosan ma'at shemen zayis bishmonim elu she'enam nimshochim v'yoznim shochim ein madlikim hem." The Mechaber tells us, even if you combine over here these non-permissible oils with permissible oil, so now it's drawn in well into the wick, and there is no concern shemayata. Nevertheless, the halacha is ein madlikim behem. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yudches. However, that's only if you have a minority of the good oil mixed in with the majority of the bad oil, then we're not allowed to light it. However, aval im hayarubo mishmonim hakshayim, if the majority is from good oil and only a minority or miut mehapsulim, then batel berov mutter, then we consider it acceptable and we're not worried about this small minority. What is the concern over here with these non-good oils mixed with the good oils? So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Nyutes, the gazrin on dilma osi le'adluke be'nayu, because if we allow you to use non-permissible oils and they're in the majority, so even though you put in a little bit of the good oil, so it will be drawn up well into the wick, we're concerned next time you're going to not put in the good oil, and you're still going to say, well, last week I used the majority of the non-good oil, and it was perfectly good, albeit I added oil then that was good, so this week, even if I don't add the oil that's good, it's still acceptable. So therefore, the rabbis instituted the gezeirah over here, not to let you use it in a situation where the minority is good and the majority is bad, because you may come to the end and use the majority alone by itself next time. Chavetz Chaim, the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel, Ma'at Shemen Zayis, says, Lab Dafka Shemen Zayis. It doesn't only be Shemen Zayis that's the, quote, good oil that you put in. Duhadin, Aide Mashu, Shar Shmonim, Gam Kem Nimshach Achra Psila. Any other type of oil that is in the majority would be permissible as long as it's in the majority. But any other type of oil, even if it's not Shemen Zayis, if it's in the minority. And the Chiddush over here was, even Shemen Zayis in the minority is no good. Sifhei, the Mechaber says, Chaylev muhutach, if you have melted, liquefied chaylev, vikirbe dogim, or you have liquefied oils from fish, then ein madlikman, they're also not good to be used as oil. However, but if you add a little bit of a permissible oil, then mutur lahadlikwem, here, even a minority of the permissible oil makes these non-permissible chaylev and kirbe dogim acceptable. Why is this so? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, in Sivkot and Chav Beis, the Lafi Ikar Hadin, because technically, Hayamut b'chelev muhutach, any type of liquefied chelev is good. Lafi Shenimshach Achar Apsilu Shapi, because it's actually drawn well into the wick. And therefore, the reason why we don't allow you to use the liquefied chelev or the liquefied kirbe dogim, eladirabon goz rubo otu she'en muhutach, because they're concerned if we allow you to use the liquefied form, you may come to use the solid form of those types of oil of chelev or kirbe dogim, which is not good. And therefore, ukishu betaruves, now when the rabbi said you have a mixture of a minority, even of a good oil, with the majority over here of the liquefied chelev or kirbe dogim, lo gozrubo, the rabbis did not make the same gzera that they did in Sif Dalet for the other types of non-permissible oils, the habile gzera lezera, because here would be gzera lezera. Because number one, you're allowed to use these liquefied oils over here of kirbe dogim and chaylev, and we only made a gzera that you can't use them because you had to come to use the solid. So if we now made another gzera that you can't even use them in a mixture with other liquefied oil, this that was good, this would be a gzera lezera. Now, I know we intentionally skipped the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Chof and Chofalev, because they explained what they were, the Chelev Mechutach over here. So now we'll go back to them. Sivkot and Chof, the Mishnah Berurah says, this Chelev Mechutach, this liquefied fat over here, Shetichos Salor, that you liquefied it via heat, Oshu Chelev Mochui Mimei Habema, or it came out liquid from the intestines of the Behema. Vusha Dayan Lo Nikushu, but it hasn't congealed. However, avolim nikushu, but if it's congealed, so then haran oser afilu benisina shem lesocho. Then once it's already congealed, so then you can't add oil to it, permissible oil to it to be used. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Elya Rabba. He says this is the ikur, this is the aloha. Then the Mishnah Berurah says achakach motzosi bichitushi aramban barashba vadritba shapasu kein. They also hold like this. They do a raya mirushami. They bring a raya to this from the Yerushalmi. Sivkot and Chofalev, the Mishnah Berurah says that the kirbe dogim that are liquefied, shenimochu, that they're talking about liquefied kirbe dogim, as we've already mentioned. Bishemen solush osimi galgal enoshal dog, and liquefied oil that comes from the eyeball of the fish, omi bsaru, or liquefied oil that comes from the flesh of the fish, mutra filu be'enei, that can be used by itself. You don't even have to add something to it. And this is brought down in Sivkot and Tezayin the Sharetzion in the name of the Elya Rabba. Sivav, the Mechaber writes, She'ar kol hashmonim, all other oils, chutz me'elu, except the ones that we mentioned, madlikim behem, they by default are all good. However, mikol mokom, shemen zayis, mitzvah v'namukha, the best oil to use for your Shabbos lecht are pure olive oil. That is the optimal type of oil. Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Chof Gimel, Du nimshach achra psila tfei mikulu, because it's drawn into the wick better than all the other oils, and therefore on Shabbos you should do the best, and that's why you should light with olive oil. If you don't have olive oil available, mitzvah bishar shmonim sha'oron solo. It's best to use any other type of oil that will be pulled into the wick well and give you a nice clear flame. They kodim l'ner shabbat, and they take precedence over wax candles. L'ner shabbat and wax candles kodim l'ner shalchel take precedence over animal fat candles, because the wax candles, the ora yofiv et solo, has a better light, a clearer, more beautiful light than the fatty candles. And this is worked out in the name of the Mati Moshe. Then the Mishmur says, V'nir Ali, he says, my opinion is, the kozel lefi inyan and air. This is not an absolute halacha, but it all depends on the physical qualities of the candle, the type of light that you have. The b'ner shalonu, and nowadays he says, with our candles, shekorin stearin. Now stearin is actually a triglyceride, and it's made up of stearic acid, and it's been used in candle making in modern days for the last 150 years or so. Shetzolu, which is very clear, b'vada yoser min hashaiva, it does actually a better job than the wax candles. V'ner rogil lahatos bo afilu b'chol, and one doesn't need to adjust it at all, even on a weekday. So ze odif b'ner shava, so this type of stearin candle is better than a candle made of pure wax. And he says, V'ulai. Now, in the Dear Shifut number 12, we're going to say this V'ulai over here doesn't really mean V'ulai. It really means definitely Af Mikol HaShmonim. This is better than all Shmonim. And this we'll see also in Dear Shifut number 12. It means even better than olive oil. The Hari Bevadai Lo'osi Lahatos. Because you're not going to come to adjust this at all. And he says, Ayin Masha Nichtov L'kamim V'simin Ayin Reishe. We'll learn more about this over there. But this is a very important Halacha L'maisa discussion that we're now going to have. What is the status today of optimal usage of candles? So in Dishvah number 11, he talks about electric lights. Legabi had locus me or hachashmal. Nowadays, what about lighting with electrical lights? Those are beautiful, they are very powerful, and you don't come to adjust them. Can you be yotze with your Shabbos licht using electrical lights? So Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down she yotze midei chova af beneros fluorescent she'ein bo chut lohet. You can even be yotze lichatchila, lighting Shabbos candles with even fluorescent lights, certainly incandescent bulbs, and all the other types of light bulbs that we have nowadays, LEDs, etc., even though they don't have a flame inside of them. He says, Shemitzot lahadlik or kidei shiuchal ishtamish lora. The purpose is to have light. And ain't tzorich lahadlik daf guner shalesh. Nowhere does it say that you have to light a fire. It means you have to have light. And he says, perfectly accept to use any type of electrical light to be yotzi the Shabbos, lichatchila. Meidach, he brings down, however, Rishon Zalman disagrees, and also the Shelos Tshuvas Olot Zion. They say that maybe for a flashlight or a battery, a flashlight is a panis, and a mitzaver is a battery, that they have the electricity, so to say, inside of them, so then you can be yotze there with the lighting of such a candle. However, they hold that you can't be yotze with something that has a stream of electricity like into an electrical lamp. He says that that's analogous, nechshav kemishim madlik below shemen. It's if you're lighting a lamp without oil in it. And therefore, they hold that one should not use electrical lights that rely upon a steady flow of electricity. He does bring down, if a woman did rely upon this, she wouldn't be knas, she wouldn't be punished, or be had to have to light an extra candle the following week. He adds further, bizmanenu, afshikaru mechashmal, even though nowadays, obviously, nobody has candles lit in their house normally to keep the house lit. We all use electricity. She says, from Moshe Feinstein, the Igris Moshe, from Moshe Feinstein's Atzal says, mikol mokum chovu lahadlik neiros Shabbos. One should still light Shabbos candles, even nowadays, when nobody uses candles regularly during the week time. He says, number one, kivish is oyso takonas chacham. This was the takona of the Chazal. Even though they didn't have electricity, but their takona was to light candles, so we should light candles nowadays as well. Al-Koponim, Ish Chashash Rochel, Ki Yichab HaChashmal. He says, and there is also an additional slight possibility that the power can go out. Nebuch, you have power outages from all sorts of natural disasters, and therefore, it's not a guarantee that you'll always have electrical power. He then brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal and Rav Yashiv Zatzal, Sheroy lo lismoch rak al ta'oris hachashmal. You shouldn't rely solely on electrical lights. Even though you can rely upon them, you should still light regular candles. Ish l'shtad l'kaimus aminug l'hadlik neiros. You should still light candles, even if you're really going to rely mostly upon electrical lights for Shabbos. And he says, with the lighting of candles, nikar shemadlikim l'kovet Shabbos. It's clear that you're lighting l'kovet Shabbos. L'chadchil otad l'koisha gam neiros Shabbos v'gam es hachashmal l'kovet Shabbos. And in fact, the women should light both the Shabbos candles, as well as the electrical lights, they should be turned on the shame covered Shabbos. Alternatively, she could light on the Neiros Shabbos, and her husband afterwards could turn on the electrical lights. Some suggest as well that you turn off the electrical lights and then turn them on the covered Shabbos to demonstrate you're lighting them clearly for covered Shabbos. Rav Yashiv says if you're doing it, turning on the electrical lights specifically for Shabbos, it doesn't make any difference whether you light the Neiros Shabbos first or turn on the electrical lights first. Either way, you're doing it for Shabbos, doesn't make a difference. However, Rav Nissen Karol Shlita suggests that Tzrichim Lahakdim Lahadlik Es HaChashmal, first turn on the electrical lights and then light the Shabbos Neiros. Finally, he brings down from the Chazon Ish that using gas type of lighting, so the Chazon Ish says, you can certainly use a gas type of a lantern, and that would be perfectly good as well. Finally, I already mentioned the issue foot number 12. We bring down that nowadays, whatever oils we use that burn better than olive oil, according to many poskim, they're preferable than even olive oil. Although he does bring down some poskim, including Rav Yashiv and the Kaf HaChaim, who still suggest that it's preferable to use olive oil even nowadays. That concludes today's shiur.